Kumla Black Gemara, we're holding the new Pedic Hamapelis. Says the Mishnah Hamapelis Chaticha, if she was miscarried and she gave produced a Chaticha, just a piece. And the question is as follows: there's two kinds of tumas. Neither there's tumas later. Is there either one have to be concerned? Im yesh, so as far as the chaticha is concerned, later there's no lady here. It's only a chaticha. It's not a form or anything else. So im yesh im adam with blood there as well. We'll say that she was an ida. Tameya, so she's tamei. Im lav, there's no blood with it. Then tahida, she's tahid. It's not a later. And what do you call it? It's a lady. We don't care. There's blood or not blood. So there's no lady here, and there's no dam here. Rabbi Yehuda says ben kach tamei. Whether there was dam or not, she's tamei. Now why are you tamei? The moral had three different explanations how to understand.
What kind of tumor
it is? It won't be tumas later, but we'll see whether it's tumas later or not. He doesn't care whether there's blood or not. What do you mean he doesn't care there's blood or not? So we'll soon say hamapelis kemin klipa. If she's mapil something like a shell, kemin cider like a hair, kemin offer like dust, kemin yavchushi little worms. If they're red, then tatal mine. Now the question is whether this is a birth of is this a ruach or a nephil? So if they're red, you toss it into the water, and im na moichu, and if it disintegrates and turns the blood to me, it means it's starting to form a child, and because the child from the blood, therefore it's tummy. And why? Sorry, if moichu is tummy, because we'll say that it's blood, and blood is neither, not a lady, so it's damn neither. Vimla, but if not, to hate it, it's tired. Why? Because there's no lady here, and there's no neither here. Hamapelas kimin dogim chagavn. I never understood these things there. Form of a fish, or a grass, a locust, gotzim, ramasim. Im yeshi moem dam. So again, it's not a later. So if there's blood with them, tmeya, as needed. Vim lav tahida. Hamapelas min behema chayva oi. If she was mapil, that looks like, appears like an animal or a bird. Bein tmeya, bein tahida, whether it's a kosher animal or not. But it's a living thing. That's the point. It's a living thing. If it's a male, then you have a din of a leider, and you have all the din of a zacher. 7 and 33. The cave, 14 and 64. What about Rimei Yidua? You don't know. Teisha zacher and the cave give all the chumras. Chumra 14 days tumma, and then only 33 days tahara. And it ends, which is actually not 33 days. Could be taking off 7 days because of chumra. So in other words, for a behemah and a chaya, we treat as a vlad, but shiratim and chagavim and all that, we don't treat as a vlad. Why? I'm going to explain the difference. David, amen. Chom say, no. Even it's not enough to have a living thing to be considered birth. Kol she'ein boim meturos adam ain't a vlad. Doesn't have the form of a person, it's not a vlad. Okay. Says the Gemara, what's going on? What's the machlik? As Rabbi Yehuda says, whether there's blood or not blood. No, Yaros Chaticha, he says, you're Tamei Nida, and the Chum say, only there's blood. What's going on? What's a Machlekes? We have a few different ways of learning Pshat. Number one, Omni B'Shmuel Shmuel says, Loitim, maybe we had the previous Mishnah that there are four different shades of blood that are Tamei, and black is really red. Loitim, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was not a Tamei, Ela B'Chaticha, Shalabas, Mini Damim, that the Chaticha itself had the color of one of the four different shades of blood we learned before, because he holds the Chaticha itself is blood. So in order for blood to make a tamei nida, it has to be one of those colors that we learned before. But definitely a vlad, it isn't. So you know, everyone agrees it's not a vlad. The question is whether it's a nida or not. So Rabbi Yehuda is treating it as a nida if it's those four colors. Avol shashamin, it does mean, but if it be any other shade, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be made a tayda, because we're not talking about lady, we're talking about nida, and any other shade is not nida. But Rabbi Yechon says, so that's Rabbi Shmuel's version. And the Chacham holds that the Chaticha is not blood. It's only whatever it is the Chaticha itself is. That's what you're seeing, the colors, and there's no dam nida. Rabbi Yechon's version is, no. Shalar Bas Mini Damim, had the Chaticha been one of those four shades, and everyone, Divri Hakot Tmeya, then everyone will agree it's Tamei, that is blood. Shalshar Mini Damim, the Machlekes is other colors.
Only when you have the colors, you're going to argue about what is this piece.
Yeah, exactly. Or is it a nida or not? Divri Hakot Tehela. Sorry, listen to this. All other colors are Tamei, because definitely not a nida. What's machleik is, think like this, it's not later, but it's only talking about nida here, according to these two opinions. There's no later here, no, there's nothing here. It's only a question whether this is blood or not, a piece of blood or not. So Rabbi Yechon says, I agree with Shmuel that if it's all other colors, it's all other colors, everyone agrees that it's tight. You say that the machleik is about the four colors, I say by the four colors, everyone agrees that it's tummy. So what's a machlekes? Machlekes, you don't know. Sorry? It doesn't matter. She knew she was pregnant. It doesn't matter. Yesterday, they just had a person who gave birth, had no idea she was pregnant. Full, mature baby. Yes, yeah. But it doesn't matter, yeah. But the pain is whether this is a... So we're saying right now, chaticha is not a baby, it's not a living thing. Question is whether it's blood or not. So what's the machlek of Yonacham? In a case where she lost it, she pila ve'en yada, she has no idea my pila. She doesn't know. She doesn't know if it's what color, because she doesn't have it. Do we assume that it's from those four colors and therefore she's tummy? Do we assume it's from the lighter colors and she's tummy? So have you just saw Zilbas or Rav Chatiches? Right, most miscarriages are, you know, the beginning of the form of something is blood. Rav Chatiches, Shalom, Amin, Dummim. So this is Machlek, it's whether you go after the Rav and therefore you say that she's not Nidah, but I want to say, Shalom, Amin, Dummim. That's the machlekes. But whether you follow Shmuel or Bechin, they both agree there's no lady here whatsoever. The question is whether the chatich itself is dam. Says the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. I'll bring you a braise, which seems to be clearly not so. Okay, also Rav Hoshim and Adoy, Rav Hoshim came from Adoy. Also he came, but Icy must need to be other. He brought a braise with him, and this is what the braise says. Ha mapeles chaticha, if somebody is mapil a piece. Aduma red, chayda black, which is fine. But then he says, Yireika v'levana, whether it's yellow or white. Im yesh imodam, if there was blood there with it, then tamei it's tamei. Vim lav, and if not, tohida it's toid. Right? Like the Mishnah says, im yesh imodam, there's blood with it, and so on. But, now, this braise is a problem with Shmuel b'chodah in one way, and Rabbi Yechim b'tarti. This braise that says Yireika levana is also tamei is a problem, according to Rabbi Shmuel in one way, and according to Rabbi Yechon in many ways. And it goes as follows. The Shmuel b'chada, and the Gemara explains. The Amar Shmuel says that everyone agrees that if it's yellow or white, it's toid. And here clearly you have a braise that says that yellow and white is still tamei. Like Tim Rabbi Yehuda al-Bachatich, Shalabai Medami, Vaktan Yireika levana. Upala Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, and it says here that it's tamei. So obviously this is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ben kachu ben kach tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it was Yireika and Levona, the Tanakhama says, if there was blood with it, it's tummy, but it itself is not. Comes along, Yehuda says, no, ben kach, ben kach. Even if there was no blood with it, it itself is tummy. What color is it, white and yellow? You, Shmuel, said that white and yellow, everyone agrees that it's toy, it's not blood. And here Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, ben kach, ben kach. And he's talking about also the Yireika and Levona. Probably Shmuel 1. The chitema, to answer Shmuel, you're going to say, Kipolu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only argues Adreim of Eshcheda. Who said when he said Ben Kach or Ben Kach, he's arguing on all four different shades? Maybe he's arguing on the first two. When you said red and black, you said only if there's blood with it. I'm saying with red and black, you don't need blood with it because it itself is blood, congeal blood. That's what I'm saying. But who said he's arguing on the last two words of the Braise, which is Yireika Levana? Saying, what are you going to argue that? You're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing Adreim of Eshcheda. Is El Yireika Levana Lamang Tano? So who's the author of this opinion that says that Yireika Levana is Tommy? Who is that? And what's the point of learning it? What's the point of learning it? There's no machlek to be in the chacham. So what's the point of learning that? Who are you trying to tell us? No, you're telling us in the beginning. He's saying it that if it was white and yellow with blood, what do you have to mention white and yellow for? If it's blood, it's blood. Who cares about what it is? You obviously telling us about colors. You want to tell us about who argues. If nobody argues that white and yellow is nothing, and we need the blood, why do you need that those two colors in the braise for? Okay, then with the rabbanon, and why not? And the Gemara explains. You're telling me according to the rabbanon, white and yellow. You've seen many. Gemara explain. If you're telling me according to the rabbanon, you want to tell me the white and yellow only if it has blood. If the chatich is black or red, which you can argue it itself is blood. Yet mitahar rabbanon, you're right. The rabbanon by your leg. Of course, it's nevas el Rav Yehuda. Only must be. You're trying to tell me according to Rav Yehuda. To tell you that what? Upali, to tell you, Rabbi Yehuda argues on both of these. Otherwise, what's the point of telling us? So, Lechayda, Sakash, and Shmuel, clearly Rabbi Yehuda argues on your white and yellow, and you said white and yellow, everybody agrees that's not. Vesul, Rabbi Yechid, even worse. According to Rabbi Yechid, it says everyone agrees in everything. Everyone agrees that the dark colors are blood. Everyone agrees the light colors are not blood. The machlek is, if you don't know, do we follow Rav or not? It's Rabbi Yechid, the Amr. So, everyone agrees that's nothing. It's not even Rabbi Yehuda. So, what's this white and yellow in the Braisa? The Amr, Shalabah, Minidah, Minidah, Hakla, everyone's tummy. Haktani, and not only that, Two problems. Also, another problem. You said everyone agrees that red and black is tamei only if there's blood with it. And you're saying that black and red, everyone agrees it is tamei itself. You don't need blood with it. The Braisa clearly says red and black. If yesh lo yimo dam. According to you, Rabbi Yechon, everyone agrees that red and black is red and black is damned. The only question is if you lost it. Upligi rabban. If you're going to tell me, maybe no. According to Rabbi Yechon, maybe the first two that Rabbanan brought, they brought the chagav. The main thing that they're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda is only the white and yellow. So why bring black and red? Rabbi Yehuda, if you tell me according to Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me that it's tame, has to Yerei Kelevon, it's me, Adon Chayim Baya. White and yellow, tell me. Elab Rabbanan, please. That's an additional question. Besides the question that you said that white and yellow, everyone agrees it's not tamei, how come they bring it down? So the white and yellow, the same question of Shmuel Ben Yechon. But we also have a question of black and red. Ellen, you said everyone agrees. Why is it brought down here as if there's a machlekes? Elam Nachman Yitzchak, Elam Nachman says, whole different thing. We're not arguing whether the chatich itself is blood or not blood. We're not arguing that at all. They're arguing whether every time the womb opens up, do we automatically assume that some blood escaped with the fetus, and therefore that blood that escaped with it is what makes her a nida. And that's the machlekes.
Or is it possible for it to open with no blood?
That's the machlekes. So the machlekes is it possible? But efshe lepsiches akava b'leidam, is it possible that you can open the womb without any blood coming out?
Everything.
Like this. So if the chaticha can be black, red, the chaticha itself, the Rabbanan say, is not blood. The question is whether blood came when the womb opened up to allow this chaticha to come out, did blood come out with it or not? That's the question. And that's the machlekes.
So with these pieces, some sort of body part that's come out.
Sorry?
Some sort of body.
Yeah, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yellow and the white is tamei. Not because yellow and white is tamei, it's because blood came out with it. And the Chacham hold, no, it's possible for if you don't see any dam, it's possible. Yeah, exactly.
When you say body part, do you mean from a fetus, or do you mean like an internal process?
No, we say it's a placenta or something, but nothing really formed yet.
Something in the body, there's some sort of a solid. Looks like it's a solid.
Yeah. I watch a story, you plucked down tonight. We actually have a machleket tonight, and we've gotten this very issue. The time we learned, koshta shnayim, if a woman, let's say during her meziva, she's starting to feel birth pains and everything else, about to give birth, and no, if you see 3 consecutive days during ziva, she becomes a full-fledged ziva. So what happens that she saw blood because of her labor, 2 days in a row, and then the third day she miscarried. Now we don't know the third day if any blood came out with it. If the third day blood came out, in other words, we didn't see any blood. But if you hold that EF psiches hakever belay dam, it's impossible, then for sure blood came out the third day, so she's a ziva, because three consecutive days. But if it's possible that it came out without any blood, we didn't see any blood, then she only saw 2 days, she's a zavaktana. That's the question, yeah. The koshesh naim b'shlishi pila, but any dasma pila, she doesn't know what she gave birth. If it's a nafel, then it's a yolada. She's tummy later. But if it's a ruach, then nothing. There's no lady here. Then what is it? This question of dam nida. But she saw 2 days, and the third day we don't know what happened. So the test kind of says, harezu sofik lada sofik ziva. We don't know if for example there was a nafel there. She's a lada. Then she has all the dinim of tumas lada. If it was a ruach, was just nothing, an empty sack, then she is a ziva. If it was 3 consecutive days or 2 days, she's only doing tana. It's a suffix later, suffix ziva. So via carbon, she brings a carbon, but the ain't an echel. You know why ain't an echel? Because maybe she's not even a ziva. Maybe she only saw 2 days. The third day, she didn't see anything at all. So therefore, you don't bring. You bring a woman who gives birth gives 2 kabanas, an oila and a chattas. But maybe she didn't give birth. Maybe she's only a zoydeila. You bring only an oila. So you don't bring this oila and chattas. So what she does is, she goes ahead and she brings an oil, and she has, and maybe nothing happened here. So she goes ahead and she brings an oil and says, if it's not A chiv, it's a neilus nedavim. But a chattas, he can't do that. And therefore, the chattas, he did melika. If he did melika, then the kohen can't eat it, because if it's chulin. So ve'en yanechel. You bring the chattas because a safik baby gave birth, but ein yanechel because maybe she didn't give birth to anything.
When you say zivu always linked back to a number of days.
Three consecutive days.
Yeah,
but is it linked back? Outside of the 7 days. It has to be within the year of the 11 days.
Okay, so what happens when she becomes pregnant, she stops being a nidah?
No.
Okay. And then she starts seeing these things sort of in the second month.
We'll see the whole gemara later. We'll see all the calculations later.
What you're saying, this still links back to her.
We'll see later how all this works. Yeah, we'll see how all this works in a few weeks. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, why is there a suffix l'chayda? Even if she's a ziva, she has to bring a carbon. Because maybe she's not a ziva. Maybe she's a zivik tana. And a zivik tana, because if there's no blood in the third day, she's a zivik tana, you don't bring a carbon. That's why in echel. Come to me, Bishuma says, no, but be a carbon. Because mano shechi bring a carbon. You know why? There's no suffix zivik tana. She's definitely a zivik doyla. You know why she's a zivik doyla? Because ef subsil the kebab below dam. Definitely there was blood over there. So therefore, if she's not a leida, if it's not a leida, it's a ziva. She ef subsil the kebab below dam. Okay. So that's how we understand the machlekes in the Mishnah of Yudah Chachamim. Whatever the machlekes is, whether there was down with it or not. Lish Nachrin, there's another version where Rabbi Yechon holds something else. Amnila, Amr Rabbi Yudah Shmuel said, Lo yitim Rabbi Yudah el b'chatzich shalah b'min adamim. Rabbi Yudah zonim etamein for damim, avos hasham min adamim teheidam. All other blood is tay. So this is like we said before. Ein yilchayda, so you're the same question, it's not so. So you're telling me what? That the Chachamo is always tay. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's tame because the chatich itself is the dam, but only those four shades, not white yet, not white and yellow. Eini voki also Rav Hoishim and Adoy also he came icy masnit to beyodi. He brought a brice in his hand. I'm a pelas chaticha adoyma. If somebody's mapila red or black or yoreika or yellow or lavana or white, im yesh im adam it is blood with the tamei the im lav tohida, and that's the chacham, that's the tanakama, and nochmer, and he seems from here also. But if you don't even bankach to me, he says whether this and that, it's tani adoyim uschayda. You don't go. You have a lot of questions there. It's not just the way in our first version. Shmuel says they're only arguing about yellow and white. In this version, the chacham hold that even red and black doesn't get counted. And yet the Braisa clearly says that im yesh that what's that? So the red, the Braisa is perfect because it says red and black only im yesh imodam. It itself is not tami. Beautiful. But the problem is, Paul Rabbeinu argues and seems like he argues on yellow and white as well. You can tell me, he only argues on red and black. About that in itself is tummy. But not yet white and yellow. Same as before the mother. What's the point of mentioning white and yellow? If everyone agrees on white and yellow is tummy, what's the point of mentioning it? Tell me according to Rabbanon. Only there's blood with it. According to Rabbanon, if you know that red and black they hold is not blood, white and yellow, you have to tell me. Obviously, the reason why we brought white and yellow is to tell you that not what the Rabbanon holds, to tell you what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that white and yellow is Tameh. Kashan Shmuel, Upali. So this part is the same as before. Ella Omar. Ella Omar, who's his, Yechen. So this we had before Yechen. Be'efshe lepsiches hakeve beledam kemifugi. That was not Rabbi Yechen. That's right. So now this Yishlachin puts Rabbi Yechon in the one who says about Evshe Pichel Kevin. Before it was Rabbi Yechon told the whole Maisa he got lost. You don't know. We know you have to go after Rabbi Noshim or not. Now we have a new Pshat Rabbi Yechon. That's Yishlachin. Hello, Rabbi Yechon. But Evshe Pichel Kevin. Don't give me a plug. Don't tell me. Time we learn the same as before. Kosher Shnayim Boshishi Pila. The third day she miscarried. That's my Pila. Know what she miscarried? Yeah. Was it a ruach? Was it a nafel? And is it something later? Was Eva? Could be. Was a later? Was a birth? And therefore she's telling me later. Could be that it was no birth. And therefore she was. She's. But definitely, maybe she's. So dam, so three consecutive days, so she's a ziva, got to bring kabbonis then as well. Maybe a carbon vein nechel, because it could be the third possibility, she did not see dam the third day, and it was a ruach, and she's only a zava for 2 days, and therefore, you know, carbon, it's if nobody can eat it, because malika ruins it. However, I'm sure maybe a carbon vein nechel gets eaten, you know why? Because definitely she's so dam. If she's not a later ziva, if she has really kept it, lay dam. Tell him what we learned. Okay, now we have a few more issues here about the mapel and chaticha, a few more opinions. A mapel is chaticha, if somebody's mapel a piece, sumchis oime, sumchis says, Mishum Rameir, sumchis Rameir is main Talmud, sumchis says in the name Rameir, v'chein hoi rab shimanasa, eme kidvara, shimanasa agreed, if you have a chaticha, So the chaticha itself, you know, what is it? Koira, you rip open the chaticha. Im yesh dam betoicha tmeya. You need dam to metame. The chaticha itself is not dam, but there's a possibility that there's blood floating inside the chaticha, and therefore she comes tame. She comes tame. But if not, if there's no blood, there's tahira. Kirabon. However, so in the one hand, you hold like the Rabbanon. Now, that the chaticha itself is not blood. Not like Rabbi Yehuda holds the chaticha itself is blood. He holds like the Rabbanon, the chaticha itself is not blood. But va'adif in Rabbanon, goes one step further. Kirabon. The Amar, he says, efshel psiche. What do you mean? How does he hold like the Rabbanon? The Amri, they say, efshel psiche. Could be there's no blood. Could be there's no blood there at all. If you didn't say any dam, there's no blood there at all. I agree. However, what I disagree is the adifim in Rabbanon, most strict in Rabbanon. The Inu Savri, they say ima, only if there's blood with it in bit toicha loy, but not if it's inside. The Sunchu Savar afilu bit toicha, even with blood inside. But Tanya learned somewhere else. So that's a chumra of some. It's been another opinion. Hamapelas chaticha, if you map chaticha, Rabbi Achaim, you rip it open. Im toicha madim. No, but I don't need to see real blood. If I see it red, blood red, red means there's red meat means that there's blood inside it. I don't have to see the visual, you know, visually the blood. Im toicha madim tmei it's tamei vim lav tayda. In other words, kis sumchis, he holds like sumchis that we don't need to see only blood with it. You know, because on its own we don't assume it's blood. You don't have to see blood with it, even blood inside it. But I don't have to see blood inside it. I'm going one step further. I'm going one step further. That what? That that even the color of the meat looks red, then that means there's blood inside it. He needs real blood. I hold color. Okay, you know the opinion. So you're right. Betaniel in another brayse. Hamapeles chaticha. Sorry, my chaticha. Rabbi Yom says, koira, you rip it open. You don't look for blood. Im yesh bo etzim. If there's a bone inside, that means there's already a formation of a fetus. Then ima tmei, that's correct, to the birth. Tmei leido. So you guys till now were talking about neither. I'm talking about leido over here. Amar avchizo b'chaticha levona. We're talking about it has to be white, so it looks like flesh. It has to look like skin or flesh of a person. When this pair of Rabbanim came from Chadayev, also they came. They actually brought a Braisa where it says, "Hamapelat chaticha, if you maple chaticha levonim." They say white. We're talking now about later. Koyder, you rip it open. Later. So the last two Braisas are not talking about neither. Was if they're talking about later, and if there's a bone inside. That means, and it's white, that means there's a lady there. There's a birth. Yeah.
So there's always this assumption that the Jews in the Middle East were these dark skinned people. Here he's saying, no.
White.
Skin color is Lavona.
But there are all Israelis who moved there, so who said they became. If you live in China four generations, do you start looking Chinese?
Yes, you do.
You do?
No, if there's some genetic intermingling. If
you mix the blood, but if you don't mix, why would you.
Usually,
there is
some.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's no
pigmentation. I don't know. Yeah, Rabbi Yechon. Okay, another opinion. Rabbi Yechon said, "Rabbi Shimon Yochai, hamapel es chaticha. If you mapel a chaticha piece, koira, you rip it open." Im yesh bo dam, if you have dam, but he says, Sumcha said, okay, we had before, Rab Acha said, the color of the meat is red. Sumcha said, we see a little bit of blood. Rab Shimon Yochai says, if you see the dam ogur, a whole pile, a collection of blood. In other words, he also agrees, that he says that if you see blood inside, but it has to be a lot of blood. Then Tamei. Then we say, Tamei, we love Tamei. So holds Kisumcha, who says that blood inside is Tamei. But he's easier than all of them because nobody else needs an ogur, a whole pile, an aggregate. They say just a drop. Here comes Rabbi Yehuda. You haven't heard from him for a while. Rabbi Yehuda asks an interesting question. Okay, we know that a woman, if she sees dam, if dam comes out of her canal, we learned before, that out of the proizdor, she becomes tamanida. What happens? She puts a straw inside, so it never touches the wall of the proizdor. So the blood comes straight out of the uterus, outside of her body, but never touched her canal, the proizdor. What happens then? I mean, only Rabbi Yirmiyah can come up with these questions. So she put in the straw, or a tube, a screw, I'll call it, yeah. And she found blood later inside this tube, mau. What's the din then? What's the shaila? Because the pasuk says if a woman finds blood, zoiva bipsara, it has to flow in her flesh. The chayda sounds like it has to come in contact with her praizda, with her flesh. Not if it come across, it has to flow across her bosom. And here came through a straw. No, definitely not, because you put all into the uterus, in the cervix. That's right. It's like when these doctors do these checks, but they put another thing there, a tube, and comes out another. A Dilma. Or maybe the tailor's that it wasn't pedantic. The tailor didn't mean dafke bepsora. Maybe it means something totally different. The boyle shemepame b'fnim b'chutz. You know why the tailor said bepsora? That to teach you that the moment it leaves the uterus and it enters the canal, she's already tummy. You don't have to wait till it flows outside before it becomes tummy. Bepsora, as soon as it comes, it can't be bepsora, but not in a negative way. But if it didn't touch the bepsora, but it just came out from her through a straw, she does not become tummy. It's a chumra actually. By a zov and a balkedi. No. We don't guess. No, we definitely saw down. The question is, she's tummy. We know she's so down. Where it came from? According by a zov and a balkedi, you're not tummy until it actually leaves your body and goes outside of your body.
That's how you know about it, unless you
feel it. A zov maybe can feel it, or balkedi can feel it, but it's not enough if it's internal. It has to leave the body. So by a woman, the canal is still inside the body. Does she become tummy while still in that proizdoit, or it has to actually exit the body? So that's what the Torah said. Tell you even while the proizdoit, it's a chumrah. Who said the Torah telling you that it has to actually touch the psara? Maybe through a straw also becomes tummy. Answered the psara. I'm Rachmana. Said the psara. It says the psara. I think the answer is you're not tummy. You know why? What you, the limud that you said. The whole purpose of psara is to tell you that you're tummy. What? Outside, even inside, as soon as it happens. Imke name makra. Let the pasuk just say psara. Why say bipsara? Shmama la tarti. The Tani could have said, "Ish kisi yezava dam yezava psara," and then as nobody, which means yezava in her basa, she's tummy. Why is it bipsara? The extra base to tell you it has to come in contact with the basa as well. Shmama la tarti. If you're maple chaticha, now what do you Rabbi Yechim Shem Yichai say? Koida, you rip it open. Im yesh ba dam ogur tmeya. The im lav teira. If there's blood inside the chaticha, and it's not only the Shem Yichai, the other two as well. If there's a little bit of blood, red. Now this blood, it makes it tough. Yeah, exactly like a shofet, because the rest of the name. Exactly, that's the question. So the chayda, what's the chiluk? Think about this. Name. Hochi hashta. What are you talking about? Over there, it's common for a woman to see blood in the chaticha. It's common to have this fetus coming out. So therefore, it's min b'minoy and min b'minoy bottle. It's not a chatitza. Therefore, it's as if it came in contact with psora, because whatever happened, but it's not normal to have a tube inside her. And therefore, it's a chatitza. It's not touching the basa. Dark shalishal idam chaticha and chaticha. Therefore, min b'minoy and chaitzes. Hocha there, here ain't dark shalishal idam lamshaferes. Says the Gemara, Lema let us say the Shafetas. This question of Shafetas is actually Tanoim. Machlek is Tanoim. The Tanya, we learn Hamapel Chaticha. If somebody's Mapel Chaticha, a woman's Mapel Chaticha, Afapisha Maleya Dam, even though it's full of blood, Im Yesh Ima Dam Tmeya, in itself is not Tummy. If there's other blood with it, because it's Tummy, Im Lav is not Tayyid is Tayyid. This goes back to the Bonanam Mishnah. Im Yesh Ima Dam. This is argue. If Shimon Chayin, all of these Tanayim are arguing with our Mishnah, that Tanakama. So if there's blood with it, fine. If not, the Chaticha itself is not blood. It's not blood for Nidah. Rabbi Lezer says, Bipsara, it says in the Pasuk, Bipsara, V'loi B'shvir, not if the blood is inside a sack, V'loi B'chaticha, nor if it's inside a piece. So what do we say to Lezal's Kalili? That it has to come in contact with the flesh.
So unlike Rabbi Meir, unlike Sumchus. Sumchus says, if you get a piece, you can cut it open and see if there's blood.
Yeah, yeah, unlike all of them, yeah, like Chachamim. But therefore, in the case of Shafetis, in the case of a tube, there's nothing to talk about. He's not tummy. Rabbi Lezal says, Bipsara, V'loi, B'shvir, Lechaticha. The Mechayda Belezer is quoting the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that only there is blood with it. And Abelezer said the same thing. What's going on here? Abelezer Hayin Tanakhama. What's the Machleki Tanakhama Abelezer? Ema Shabelezer Eme Bipsara. Abelezer says Bipsara Velebishvir. Not if you found the blood inside a sag. Velebichaticha and a chaticha. That's Abelezer. And the Chachamim say, and the Chachamim, what Tanakhama say, Ein ze dam nida eladam chaticha. And it's a third. Chachamim say that this is not dam nida, but this is actually no. It's dam nida. It isn't if there's blood inside of the shafir, all that. But what it is dam leida. It is dam leida. Tanakam nami tohuri metayer. The cheder Tanakam also is metayer. It says in Feish Mishnah, the Tanakam holds that if you found blood in the chaticha, it's toyer. So what do you tell me? How is your arm Rabbi Lezer? Ella the poli pluye ika benayu. What about, you know what the machlekes is? They both say the same thing, that the blood has to be in the surface, not if it's inside a chaticha. They're arguing if there are ridges, cuts, grooves inside this chaticha. There's a lot of grooves there. And there's blood inside the grooves externally. So in all these grooves or these fissures over there, they're full of blood. But it's not on her, it's on the chaticha, on the outside. Tanakama sabat, Tanakama holds. Blood inside the chaticha is not tame. Why? Because it's chatzitza. He holds that the chaticha is a chatzitza, and that's why shofar doesn't work either. Sava bipsara v'loy b'shvir v'loy b'chaticha v'uadin l'shofaris, and the same thing applies to shofaris because it's a chatzitza. The blood is not touching her, so if you're not tame, the hani meaning when is that talking about heichad chashia where it's smooth, and the blood is inside the chaticha or inside the shofaris. Ava poli pluya, but if it's outside the chaticha and all these ridges, then it's as if the blood is touching the corridor, the what do you call the praiser, and therefore it's tame. Why? Because it's called bipsara. And when he says im yesh ima dam, it doesn't mean another source of dam. It means on the chaticha itself. But if it's in the outside of the chaticha, so there's no chatzitza between the dam and the walls, even though it's part of the chaticha on one hand, it's still metame. My time of bipsara kareinu, it's called bipsara. However, Rabban argue, you know what they say? Afagav, the polypluya, even though it's blood on the outside, the blood didn't come down the canal, the blood is part of the chaticha. I don't care if it's inside the chaticha or outside the chaticha. The point is that it's not dam nida. Ain't the dam nida, dam chaticha. It's not dam nida, but it's the dam chaticha. However, there was a shofar is there, so nothing to do with chatzitza, nothing to do with anything else. If there was a, they don't hold that it has to actually touch the praiser. That's not the problem here. Problem is, where's the source of this dam? But if there would have been a shofar inside the uterus and blood came out, that's dam nida. A bone hole, it's a nida. A hot dam nida vaday tome. But if you know for a fact that it's dam nida, you'll be tome. I feel it be shofar is nami. Even a shofar is also be tome.
Why such a far-fetched question that you'd be asked?
Exactly, no. We're having a discussion. Amar Abaye, tomorrow we'll learn Rabbi's opinion, but Abaye says, Bishfayfedez, Kulian will be Torah. I disagree. Everyone holds his Torah because it's not the normal way of seeing a dam nida through a tube. Keep pligi, the whole argument is, Bechaticha, but it was a piece where there are ridges on the outside, but the machlekes is different. Nothing. You made the machlekes depend on this whole shreferis. Whether with source of dam nida, or we say source of dam chaticha and shreferis, as long as it's source of dam nida, it's tamei, according to the chachamim. According to Rabbi Lezer, no, the question is whether it comes a tantak with the pasar or not, the chaticha is a chatzitza, but on the outside, the chaticha is not a chatzitza. Nothing to do with that. Keep pligi bechaticha, they're arguing the chaticha and the ridges on the outside. Love us. They hold as long as you can see the blood, you are tummy, because it's external from the chaticha. As long as you can see, you're tummy, and therefore it's called bepsara. And the rabban hold that ain darker shall isha lidas dam bechaticha, that even though it's rigid, it's hard because dam nida normally doesn't come on the outside of the chaticha. Dam nida would flow its own way down. That's the machlekes. Nothing to do with shofar. Sorry? It's how halacha looks at it. How halacha looks at it.